This is your dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Starting from humble beginnings, Nick has been beating the markets for over two decades. He shares with you his take on the profitable trades that will have you moving towards financial freedom in no time at all. To see an in-depth review of his track record and much more, go to InTheMoneyStocks.com. Welcome. This is your daily dose of daily market wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is 9/21/20. This is show number 121. Maybe there's something to it with the numerological aspects. Who knows? But in the meantime, Nick, we're looking at a market that's down over 800 points so far, at least on the Dow.
Yeah, the Dow is getting, well, they're all getting hammered today. You have the Dow down 821 points. The NASDAQ, again, which has really been the former leader, which is now leading the markets lower, that's down 2.29%, a $246, maybe make it $250 decline in the NASDAQ composite. Then we have the S&P 500 also getting smashed today. And again, that's down about 2.5%. And then Russell 2000, which is an index, you know, a lot of people don't follow, but I follow it very, very closely because it represents small cap companies in the United States, down 4% today. That's a big, big fall in the Russell, about a 58-point decline here at the moment. So, again, it's a pretty ugly day, pretty good bloodbath overall.
And, of course, this has all of the doom and gloomers saying that this is the start. It's going to retrace. It's going to go back and test the March lows. And your opinion?
No, I don't see that happening. I told my membership really around, and I've been saying it on this show, around late August, you got to start to be concerned because we have election risk going on. You have a lot of people out here, whether they believe it or not, this is a very, very political environment. And as I told my membership at Bullseye Trading here at In the Money Stocks, I said, hey, you know, we don't want to fight the trend, but what we do want to do is we want to respect the charts. And when volume kicked in on the downside, and that's something I've been saying on this program for a long, long time, that's when you got to really be concerned. Last week, we had options expiration. So I said the weekly chart would be very, very telling. Last Thursday, we hit some critical levels that told me there would be more downside. So I took an S&P 500 short position via the SDS, which is a double long short. So it's basically betting on the market going down. So I closed out half of that position today for over 5% in 2 days. Not bad. And I got another short out there, and I have the second half of the SDS, which I'm going to let run. So it's pretty amazing. But this is what we're up against. And again, you got to be very, very cautious going into this election.
Yeah. So you think it's all about the election? Huh?
Yeah, I really do. I think it's definitely all about the election. I know you're not going to hear that in the mainstream media. You're not going to hear that on CNBC or any other business channel. But yeah, it's all about the election. I mean, you can make a fair case that this political environment that we're in is unprecedented. I'm a student of history. I go back and I look at as much history as I can find. I have charts that go back hundreds of years, and I've created charts from what I could do that go back even thousands of years. And this is as political as I've ever seen it. So again, you know, you have to be really cautious during this time period.
Yeah, caution is always on the is always advisable. The other thing is, we hit all these new highs just a few weeks ago. Isn't that usually a tip off that that things could be going lower?
Sure, that is. But more importantly than hitting those new highs was what we saw out there with the Robinhood traders, right? We saw all of the froth in the market. A lot of secondaries came to market, a lot of money, capital raises. Something else I watch insider selling, insider buying, a lot of insider selling. So, you know, these are all little tip offs for me that I share with my membership. But ultimately, you know, it's the chart, Kerry. And, you know, I've been talking about when we have light volume out here, the markets go up. When the volume picks up, you better start to be a little bit cautious. Another thing that I've told you, even in this broadcast, was watch the semiconductors. You have to watch that industry group really closely. And every professional that I know, we watch the semiconductors. Every money manager that knows technicals watches the semiconductors. And the semiconductors broke through their 50-day moving average, I believe, on the 8th of September. Then we cracked it again on, you know, we got above it. Then we went back below it on the 10th of September. Then they went back. above it and below it on the 11th. And then we just went back below it or closed on it on Friday. And, you know, the more you hit a level that's being supported, the more likely that level is to break. And today, you know, we're decently below the 50-day moving average on the semiconductors, which is the SMH, if you want to look at it that way, via the ETF. Or you can look at the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, which is called the SOX. Either way, the same chart pattern is out there. So, you know, there's a lot of different things that are telling. And again, I've been a guy that has not taken a single short position in the market since, you know, March 23rd. So, you know, and if I start to nibble on the short side, it should tell you something's coming.
All right. So, and then we see gold and silver also getting slammed today.
Yeah. And you know, a lot of people don't realize, but gold inflates with the market and it deflates with the market too. And today, you know, you got probably one of the better days of sell-off days in gold. But we've talked about it, that it needs to continue to do more backing and filling, should have one more leg down. And I think we're starting to fulfill that down leg. And then it'll ultimately be another buying opportunity.
And if what's happened recently is any indication, the down leg in precious metals is going to be short-lived.
I would think so. Even if it's not short-lived, I mean, as long as we don't really lose some key technical numbers, I mean, that's what you want to see. You want to shake out the weak hand, right? Every market has what we call weak hands in the business. And that means these long-term holders who think they're long-term holders, they lose their conviction and they're like, I can't take it no more. I got to get out. But then there's the people with the conviction that just sit in there and they stay there. And that's what we call the strongholders. That's the institutions. So again, we're seeing the weak hands getting shaken out. But if you know chart patterns, you know that was favorable. The odds were favorable that something like this would happen.
Yeah. Yep. We've been talking about it for a long time, and people were naysaying, especially on the YouTube channel, saying Nick is missing out on an amazing rally. You know, he blew it. He missed the opportunity of a lifetime.
You know, Kerry, I've been around a long time, much longer than most of the people chatting on YouTube. So, you know, I don't want to show my age here, but I've been doing this for a long, long time. And, you know, the funny thing is, if you study any famous old time trader like Jesse Livermore, W.D. Gann, you know, they always have this famous quote. It says, human nature never changes, therefore the markets never change. So, you know, that's something I stick by. And yeah, you know what, if I do miss a move or something like that, that's okay. It's going to come back in, you know, and you get the next one. You know, you just have to look at it like that. You can't ever, you know, beat yourself up about it or anything like that. You know, I've caught every major bull and bear market. Thank God I've caught them all since I've been in this business. So, and that's all I strive to do.
Okay, so in other words, FOMO is not a winning market strategy.
Well, anything they put a nice acronym to and a nice little ringtone to, that's short-lived. It's going to be around for a while. But if, you know, if you really have that fear of missing out, by all means, you know, I'm going to be there to help you out and assist you on the other side of that trade.
Yeah, you'll help take them out of the loser, huh?
I always tell our members, we're good Samaritans over here. You know, when you want something bad enough, I'm here to give it to you. When you can't take it anymore, I'll take it off your hands and help you out.
So how long you think this is going to go for?
Well, we really got to look at, I have some ideas. I don't really want to put them out there just yet because I really want to see what the pattern shapes out to be. But I think, you know, by election, this before the election, this will be over.
All right. So we'd like to hear that. So there's probably, it could be a very short period. You know, according to Dow theory, these intermediate dips or contra trends in the market, they could last from a few weeks to 6 months, according to Dow theory.
Yeah. I mean, I used to study Dow theory very, very, really, really specifically, but it's changed so much over the years. The one thing I will say, though, you know, you always want to watch the transports and you always want to see if they're going to confirm a new high with the Dow Jones. And if they don't, you know, that's what we call a non-confirmation signal. And we haven't had that happen. The transports were very close to a new high. The Dow did not make a new high. And again, you know, we're pulling back here. But you know, the charts overall, the bigger picture charts are still very, very strong. But right now, at this stage of the game, not saying it can't turn into something worse, but at this stage of the game, this is a pretty good little correction underway. And rightfully so. We needed it.
Yeah. Hey, so the gold miners, they were really getting a bit inflated there. So it was time for a pullback for them as well, huh?
Yeah. And, you know, today the gold miners are down, you know, 3.5%. That's, on the GDX, which is the gold gold miners ETF, that's a decline of about 3.5%, $1.42. We're not going to make so much out of that. Really, it's just at the lower, it's starting to get into the lower end of its consolidation. I mean, it hasn't even really broke down. So, you know, gold miners is still very much on my radar. So is gold. So is silver. Silver miners, they're all still very, very good charts. Now, you just let those patterns set up. I mean, this is music to my ears when I can see these things come down like this, because I don't buy things that are overinflated. I don't go to the supermarket and buy things that are expensive. And my wife says to me, we need it. I said, I don't care. I'm not paying up. And I don't pay up for stocks either. And that's just the way it goes.
Funny. Well, so only buy things on a discount and don't pay up, because you'll wind up paying high priced, huh?
That's right. And it goes for, you know, whether you're at the supermarket or you're buying real estate or you're buying anything else, you'll always get it on sale. Have as long as you have patience. And that's the one quality or the one attribute that most people don't have in this business. They have no patience.
Yeah. Yeah. Patience, grasshopper, patience, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's something hopefully many of you learn from age with wisdom. With age comes wisdom, at least for some people. And patience is really important.
Patience is the key to the trading business. And I know a lot of people just want to be in it. And we always talk about the gambler's mentality. And that's where you have to have action, you have to be in something. I mean, go bet on football games if that's the case. But if you want to be a professional trader and you want to win consistently, you have to have patience in this business. Let the chart pattern set up, and it'll tell you when to pull the trigger.
Hey, and speaking of that, you know, of the pros and how they work things, I happened to watch that movie again last night, Margin Call. You ever see that one?
I have not seen it. I have heard about it, but I have not seen it.
It's on Amazon. It's really a must to see, because it deals with this mythical Wall Street bank that they figure out that the mortgage-backed securities are worthless, or anybody else on the street figures it out. They figure out that their model was incorrect, and that because they've kept so much of the paper on their books because they were doing these exotic synthetic securities, that they're overexposed. So they proceed to dump it all in one day. And it's all about what happens. It's an amazing cast. Jeremy Irons, he's the guy that runs the bank. Simon Baker, Demi Moore, all these amazing actors. And really, it was just an amazing movie that you have to watch, even though it's fictionalized and didn't happen the way they said, because banks cannot just dump tens of billions of securities in a market in one day and be left standing. It just can't happen. But they took huge losses and they were out of it. Kevin Spacey was in it. It's really an amazing movie, highly recommended. But you see that these are the pros. And the one thing one guy says to the other is, these people don't lose money. No matter what happens, you know, they're going to come out on top. And I think that's what you always have to remember. Perhaps this little downturn election induced to injure one of the candidates. That could be. I guess we'll find out more as time unfolds.
Yeah, we will find out more. And there's going to be a lot of surprises, I'm sure, along the way. This is, you know, we're now less than 50 days away. So from the election. So now you're really going to see things heat up. And again, it should make for some good choppy, volatile action. And we'll just trade it as it comes. But, you know, I still want to just raise that white flag for everybody. Put that caution flag out there. I shouldn't say the white flag. I think it's the yellow flag, right?
Yeah,
put the caution flag out there and be a little bit careful right now as you go into elections.
Yeah, it makes complete sense. Because look, when these things get going, they can really get carried away. And then you have the oversold condition, which sets up the pattern for the next advance forward.
Yeah, you could make a case that every rally off of the since 2009 has been on the back of a short squeeze. You could really make that case. I look at it every single time and I say, wow, once this kicks in, there's going to be some short squeeze. And it is. It turns into a big short squeeze. And again, the power of a short squeeze is that everybody has sold out of the market. And then you have people that are short the market that have to buy back in to close out their position to get their money. So when they buy back in and then you get institutional buyers at the same time, you get like a double wave of buying. And again, every rally has been on the back of a short squeeze. So, you know, keep it really, really simple. Just watch the chart patterns. Let them tell you what to do. Right now, markets are in a very fragile position. So, you know, there could still be more downside, but we're a bit oversold at this stage of the game. So, you know, I'll be watching the bounces. I'll be watching the patterns. And again, you just take it one day at a time. But, you know, we've talked about it really. I've been pounding the table here since, I believe, August 25th, that you got to be cautious with this environment. because we are approaching that 60-day window cycle of the before the election, right. And now we're less than 50 days.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing how quickly time has gone by, and this is why you need to remain flexible, nimble, not let your beliefs about where you think the market is heading actually dictate your actions. Got to follow the charts and follow the experts.
That's pretty much it. And if you know, don't even follow the experts, just follow the charts. The charts will tell you, they're not going to lie to you. Price action is king. The market's always right.
Yeah, I mean, follow guys like you is what I'm saying.
No, I know. But I always tell my membership as well. I said, hey, don't believe me. Just believe the charts. Watch the charts. Watch what they're doing. You know, a lot of my members get mad because we're not in 1,000 trades. I said, we don't need to be in 1,000 trades. Just need to be in a couple winners. That's all you need to do. And then, you know, when the market flips, it's a lot easier to trade the bull side than it is the bear side, because the bear side is fast. The bull side, you know, can be slow. It's like taking the stairs up. The bear side, when the market goes down, like today, you got this big decline. It takes the elevator down, or it takes, you know, a parachute. Yeah. I mean, this is a fast, hard decline very, very quickly. But this is what makes the markets dynamic, and this is why we trade them. I mean, it's very exciting, but more importantly, you have money at risk here. You got to be prudent. You got to know what you're doing.
Yeah, agreed. I think we'll leave it at that. Go take a look at inthemoneystocks.com and see Nick's extensive trading record. The Twitter feeds are at ITMS, at NickSantiago01, and at Kerry Lutz, and email us with your thoughts, your opinions. What do you think is going to happen with this decline? Is it a new bear market, or is it just an intermediate kind of correction? The email address is kl@kerrylutz.com. kl@kerrylutz.com. Nick, we'll pick up tomorrow.
Sounds good, Kerry.
And so concludes another episode of Daily Market Wisdom with Master Trader Nick Santiago. Be sure to go to his website, inthemoneystocks.com. Don't forget the Twitter feeds, at ITMS and at NickSantiago01.